Okay, let's unpack this for every beginner golfer out there. We're doing a deep dive into golf swing tempo.
That magic word.
It really is. It's that that rhythm that can turn a really frustrating shot into a fantastic one. Our mission here is to just make it quick, simple, and fun to understand. And for this, we've pulled a lot of our insights from some great articles, especially those on the Golf Day Buddy app, that are all about practice fundamentals.
And you know, what's so interesting is how simple the core idea really is. Swing tempo is just the rhythm and timing of your entire swing.
Just the rhythm.
That's it. It's the consistency, not raw speed, that really separates, you know, an okay shot from a great one.
And that rhythm has to carry through the whole move, doesn't it? I mean, it's not just the hit.
Oh, not at all. You need it everywhere.
So you have the backswing, mm-hmm. where you're gathering the yeah. energy, then that crucial transition part.
The most important part, maybe.
Right, then the downswing where you let it all go, and finally the follow-through to stay balanced. Mm-hmm. It's a full sequence.
Exactly, and when you get that consistent rhythm, the benefits are, they're almost immediate. First thing you'll see is your accuracy just gets so much better.
Because it's predictable.
The ball flight becomes predictable, and that is, I mean, that's the fastest way to lower your score.
Okay, but here's what I think trips people up. Most beginners think distance comes from just muscling the ball. How does a smooth tempo lead to more power? It just feels backward.
It does, but it's all physics, not brute force.
Yeah.
The research we looked at from sources like the Golf Day Buddy app really stresses this. A smooth tempo helps you maximize energy transfer.
A chain reaction, sort of.
You're creating a seamless chain from your feet through your body to the club head. If you rush it, that chain breaks. You lose all that speed right at the moment of impact.
So swinging smarter, not harder.
You got it. Smarter with better timing. That's what gets you peak clubhead speed with way less effort. And by the way, that also reduces fatigue and your risk of injury.
That makes so much sense. A fluid motion is just easier on the body.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's make this practical. You don't actually need a golf course to work on this, right?
No, not at all. You can absolutely practice this at home. The Golf Day Buddy app has some great tips on this.
Like what?
Simple tools, a metronome, or even just music with a steady beat. Something to help you lock in a 1-2-3 count for your swing, even without a ball.
And I saw a great tip about using a mirror for feedback.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just recording your swing on your phone.
Huge difference. That visual feedback is key before you even get out on the grass.
Now, does where you play change your tempo? We found some really interesting examples from South Africa where golfers have to adapt a lot.
Oh, absolutely. Think about the conditions. If you're on a coastal course with strong winds blowing,
you have to control it.
You need a more deliberate, slower tempo to keep that ball flight under control. But then you go inland where it's calmer.
And you can be a bit more aggressive.
A bit quicker, yeah. We saw this great case study of a local golfer there who just transformed their accuracy by focusing only on smoothing out that transition phase. It just proves this stuff works everywhere.
So if tempo is all about rhythm, what are the big rhythm killers for beginners?
Two big ones. First, just rushing the whole thing. And second, and this is the weird one, overthinking the mechanics while you're actually swinging.
Right, the paralysis by analysis. You're standing over the ball with a checklist in your head.
And that kills any natural movement you have.
So how do you break that cycle?
The best advice we found, again, from the Golf Day Buddy app, is a simple mental cue. Instead of that checklist, just use a single trigger word.
Like what?
Something like smooth. Just say it to yourself as you start your downswing. It keeps your mind quiet and lets the rhythm flow. So the final takeaway for you is pretty simple. Tempo is everything for consistency, but you have to be patient. It takes persistence.
So practice.
Regular practice. 2 or 3 times a week, focusing just on rhythm will build that muscle memory you need.
And here's one final thought for you to chew on. Remember that course conditions aren't just about wind. The Golf Day Buddy app stresses that elevation changes everything.
Mm, good point.
An uphill shot needs a super smooth tempo to generate that power, but a downhill lie, you might actually be a little quicker. It's all about adapting, even down to the green speeds for your putts. If you're looking for specific drills to build that rhythm, definitely check out the resources and practice routines on the Golf Day Buddy app. That's all for this deep dive.